Who's Fat Joe?
All right, is Doyle standing by?
Yes,
all right.
Here.
This is, of course, the great Doyle King.
The reason we all come to work every day.
Who is in doing traffic with us this week? How's this week gone for you?
It's been pretty good, except for that night me and Grooves went out drinking.
Well, we're going to get right into it.
It was a little tough to get up that morning.
Now, you propositioned Grooves, though, right? I mean, you walked in and said, let's go drinking.
Yeah, let's go have a couple of beers.
We do have to go out for drinks.
Yeah!
So how'd it go with you and Grooves on your date?
Oh, we had a good time. You know?
It was fun.
Got to second base.
Oh, oh nice. My
oh, Grooves is turning red.
Where'd y'all go?
What's Uptown Bar and Grill?
Yeah.
Down off McKinney?
Excellent.
It was great.
That's awesome.
It was me and Doyle.
Well, Grooves told us you really regaled him with great stories all night long.
What did we talk about? What stories did I tell?
My favorite was your first honeymoon.
Oh, where I did the acid? On the way home?
I thought it was angel dust.
No.
Come on.
No, that was during the ice storm of 79.
All right, hang on. Let's go in order here.
That was when Notre Dame was in town.
All right, let's go in order. So what year did you get married for the first time?
75.
1975.
Yeah.
So how old were you?
19.
Oh, my God.
And she was what?
19, 18.
And on the honeymoon, which was where? Weatherford?
We took my van to Red River and camped out in the van. And on the way back, there were these hitchhikers. And that was back in the day when you still picked up hitchhikers.
Right.
And we picked up these hitchhikers and decided to get something to eat. We stopped at, you know, Denny's or wherever it was and hit the head before we went back out on the road. And the hitchhikers were going to bid us adieu. And a guy was in the bathroom. And he said, hey, man. You do acid? I went, I've never done acid before in my life. You know, sure. Well, he gave me half a dozen hits, and he said, you got to take two to get off. So I did. Just chewed them up, and there I went. I was watching red, white, and blue 18-wheelers.
Driving? Coming
down, yeah. I didn't know any better.
I didn't know any better to drive on
Doyle,
acid.
Did you tell your wife?
No. No, I did not. She was sleeping in the back most of the trip back. And I didn't know that I was supposed to be so messed up that I couldn't drive. So I did. The color trails were really cool, though, coming off those 18-wheelers.
Now, where did you meet this girl that you married?
I met her at Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box where?
The one in Carrollton. On I-35 in the Valley.
How did that happen?
I think either she came through the drive-thru. That was one of my first jobs.
So you physically impossible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I worked there. As a matter of fact, I smoked dope with Howard Hughes on the roof.
All right, Jack in the Box?
Wait.
A Jack in the Box, right.
Wait.
Explain that.
Okay.
Howard Hughes. The famous recluse that jarred his own urine?
No.
Oh.
No, a different Howard Hughes, straight out of the Vietnam War, man. He was something else. But
Why would we know him?
Well, I don't know. His name was Howard Hughes. Yeah? So we went up on...
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
Well, what?
Why would you throw us off track like that?
That's what he does.
That's the genius of Doyle.
Yeah, spoke with Bill Clinton. The president? No.
No, the guy from Nam.
Yeah, right.
Went to fourth grade.
Yeah, we went up on the roof, and it was the first time that I'd ever smoked, and oh, my God, I went down and I ate the freaking store. I mean, I had a taco and french fries and a fish sandwich and a hamburger and a sloppy jack and, I mean, you know, onion rings.
What the hell's a sloppy jack?
Well, that's where you take a hamburger and you chop it all up on the grill, throw taco sauce on it. I mean, it's something different besides what they always had.
Woo.
I mean, they didn't have the extensive menu that they do today. But
Thank you. So
about 3:15, 4 o'clock in the morning, these guys come through, and my eyes are all red, and, you know, you can tell. You can just tell. And they happen to be undercover cops from Farmers Branch.
Oh, dear.
And they kept asking, have you been smoking marijuana, son? No, I said. Yeah, and they said, are you sure? Does anyone here do that? And I'm, no. You know, give them their food, and, you know, you done us some good, boy. And I'm going, oh, crap. Paranoia set in for the first time, yeah. But nothing ever happened, so.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
So how did you hook up with... How'd you hook up with the girl at Jack in the Box while you're stoned?
Oh, I don't know. I just asked her, hey, let's get together, you know?
Yeah.
So,
let's get married.
So, well, not exactly, but, oh, God, what a mistake that was. Jeez.
You think?
How long were y'all married?
Not a great decision for her, either.
Four months, 5 months,
sounds like love.
Not very long. She ended up, I ended up driving a wrecker, and she ended up screwing, you know, one of the guys from the wrecker service, one of my friends.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
You know, that was no good. Our breakup happened, they played, Ronnie, you may remember this.
Ronnie's dead, but go ahead.
Okay. Mike.
Ryan. Oh.
They played Bust Forest Lane, where they put, you know, 20 squad cars out there and 15 motorcycles, and they hauled all the kids to jail. They did that a couple of different weekends.
Right.
I've been driving the wrecker all night. You know, worked all night Friday, all night Saturday. Came home Sunday afternoon, finally, after working most of the weekend, been up for 36 hours or more. Honey, what's for dinner? Dinner? So anyway, she put some beans on the stove and cooked up some hot dogs or something. You know, the beans, she had them all turned up all the way on high. They're boiling all over the stove. And I said, you know, honey, if you'll turn those down to low medium, they won't burn up like that.
You don't like my cooking!
Oh, jeez. Please don't start this.
And I hate you!
I've been up all weekend.
I don't care!
So she goes into the bedroom, gets a Dr. Pepper bottle, and throws it at me across the living room. And then she comes up and kicks me right between the legs. And I don't know if they were both.
So you started maybe getting the idea that she's not the girl for you.
Oh, man, you're not.
I think she found out about the van trip.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they were both off to one side or what, but it didn't hurt when she kicked me. And I reached back. And I probably shouldn't say this, but it's a gut reaction. She kicked me in the balls. You know? Slap! I slapped her so
hard.
Okay,
Doyle. It's the only time I've ever hit a woman. She kicked me in the balls. Come on. It was instinctive reaction.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay? And it was a long time ago. Oh God, I knocked her into a bookcase. It was sharp. It cut her right above the eyebrow. Blood was squirting out.
Come on. Stop it, Doyle. Stay on point.
It was horrible.
How long had you and her gone together before you got married?
Oh, I don't know. Month, 2 months, 3 months. It wasn't long enough.
How late did you and Group stay out the other night?
I don't know. 2 or 3 hours. A couple hours, huh?
Yeah. Probably about 10 o'clock or so.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. The drive back was fun.
Wait a minute. We're getting off the wife story, man? I wasn't finished. Anyway, her parents... Her parents came up the next night, and they took everything I had. I mean, they cleaned that apartment out, called the cops out there. I couldn't get out. I had to sit on the curb.
All right. So, quickly here.
Very quickly. We're super late.
We are.
Oh, are we? Hey, we need to pump up my voiceover business.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Segment was a plug. Doyle, give it a plug.
WDoyleKing@att.net. You can email me. You got a furniture store. I'm not exclusive to anybody right now in Dallas, Fort Worth. So if you need a voiceover guy that no longer beats women.
Oh, my gosh. Doyle.
That's WDoyleKing@att.net.
These grocery shoppers are getting more than they bargained for today.
I bet they are.
We haven't even got the story of how Doyle ran from the law in his van.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe tomorrow.
All right, we'll continue this tomorrow.
Okay, I know you guys got to go. One more time, WDoyleKing@att.net. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Doyle.
That is a minute with Doyle King. It is 6:14 here on the ticket.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket takes another left turn with Race Week, Saturdays at 2, hosted by Rich Phillips.